Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, "We are going to win sooner rather than later." This is the number of coronavirus cases in the United States is over 9,400 now, with 150 deaths reported. That's up 30% in the last 24 hours. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams tells Fox,
"Right now, there is not a big fear that the virus is mutating. That said, we're learning each and every day. What we are seeing is the virus is playing out differently in different populations based on their mitigation efforts, based on their access to health care, and based on who is getting sick."
President Trump yesterday signed the Defense Production Act, allowing the government, if necessary, to use the private sector to ramp up manufacturing and distribution of emergency medical equipment and supplies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in a statement today, says the president should invoke those powers immediately. Two members of Congress are the first to be infected, Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida and Ben McAdams from Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Spring begins officially today, the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Thank you for that. We're just a few minutes after 10 o'clock. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing good. I have to make a confession. I did not make it hog hunting this morning.
You did not.
I was laying in bed last night. No, I was laying in bed, and, man, we have been busy as can be ever since this thing's hit. It's been amazing. A lot of people are at home. They're looking at these projects that need to be done. They're calling us up saying, hey, can you come on out and bring us some samples? And I said, no, I just can't. I got to be at work. And I came in this morning, and I've already dealt with three customers. I'm so glad I didn't go last night. It's just, while it's busy, we got to get her done.
Yep.
Well, that's amazing that you still got a lot of business going on. And folks, Ray and the team can come out and see you. Just call 285-8117, set up a free, that is free, in-home consultation. And y'all can bring samples, whether it's the carpet, hardwood, laminate, the vinyl, ceramic tile. You can bring whatever they need. Pick out what they'd like for their floor.
Absolutely. And we've offered the 18 months, same as cash.
Ooh.
So that way you can defer the payments, pay a little bit along, and pay it all off at 18 months. That helps everybody out. And it's springtime. Who doesn't want to fix your house up in the spring?
There you go. And sooner or later, this crisis, this pandemic will pass, and you can invite folks over and be like, look at my floor. Prattville Carpet did this.
Exactly.
That's right. And then when you go back to work, you're not thinking about the floors anymore.
There you go.
So, I mean, I've just had a run of stuff to the house because Angie's at home busy doing all the projects she's wanted to get done. And that's true with everybody. So if your flooring is on your mind, it's time to call us at 285-8117. One of my sales staff or myself will be out with the samples. Within a week, you've got your new floor down. Just that simple.
And before we let you go, Ray, again, you are taking precaution as you're going into folks' homes. I know people are, you know, probably a top of mind going, you know, are people taking the measures necessary to stay clean?
Absolutely. I got a bottle of Pril in my car, and then when this runs out, I did get Angie to go by the ABC store, which we're Baptist and we normally don't do, and get that 190 proof vodka.
There you go.
And she said, so when I run out, I'm going to be able to make some more, and I make sure everybody has this in their car that we're washing our hands before and after we're going in the house. And the same with all of my employees going into the home working. And if anybody even remotely thinks they're sick, I tell them, please stay home. I will pay you anyway.
There you go.
You don't worry about your paycheck. If you feel like you don't need to be there, do not come in. You'll get paid.
You're a great man, great American for doing that. And I appreciate it, Ray. Appreciate the call.
So give us a call, 285-8117.
That's Prattville Carpet. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. See you, bud.
Yeah, somebody sent me last night. Who was it? Stephanie. Listener Stephanie sent it to me last night. Opelika Distillery to begin brewing hand sanitizer.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Adapting to the economy, baby.
The glycerin shipment just arrived. The ABC folks just gave the go-ahead. And Jimmy Sharp, head distiller at John Emerald Distilling Company in Opelika, is about to take public pandemic protection into his own sanitized hands.
That's what? Dude,
Who wrote that?
That's great.
Jeremy Henderson wrote that first sentence. Hell of an opening sentence, Jeremy. I tip my hat when I like when a writer does something great like that. That's a great, great opening sentence. Yeah, you can find that at AL.com, folks. The headline is Opelika Distillery to begin brewing hand sanitizer. That's great stuff.
More made in Alabama.
And also, it's just some cleanup. Somebody sent me an article kind of debunking dogs don't get the same cold as we do. They can get ailments, but it's unique to them and their species. It's not the same as us. Now, there's some limited, very limited worry that because they might be able to catch something like the coronavirus, but nothing like that's been shown or proven. Right. It's more the precaution with your pets, folks, is when you pet them, you can transfer stuff from just touch, like you would if you touched any item.
Right.
So that's where you should be a little cautionary. But, you know, no, dogs don't get the cold that you get. They get something, but not the same thing you have. Second hour of News and Views, well, it really begins here. This is called the soft opening.
Is it what? Okay.
We're already in the second hour, but we haven't truly opened it yet.
I've been through a soft opening in a restaurant before. I think I'm kind of familiar with it.
Right. Here, yes. The grand opening of the second hour begins in mere moments.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, I do want to add a little bit of political commentary here, but it won't be my own. I want to share with you a fascinating article that came out a few days ago from Victor Davis Hanson. If you don't know Victor Davis Hanson, you might have seen him on Fox News, but he's really well known in the academic community, second to none, a military historian, understands the classics very well. I mean, he's like gotten rave reviews for his coverage of the Peloponnesian War.
Oh.
I know that means a lot to you out there listening in Radio Land.
I haven't heard about that since like ninth grade, but all right.
But the article that he wrote, this is March 15th, America in New Upside Down World. Who can game the election year politics of these chaotic times, especially macabre calculations of the electoral beneficiaries of the media-driven hysteria over COVID-19. You know, and that is a fine line you have to drive. There's like, okay, is there hysteria? What's real? What's hyperbolic over the top? Why are they being hysterical? Is it just for viewers or to get certain actions? Like, for instance, when we opened up today, we're talking about how a significant portion of those in the hospital are young people.
Right.
Well, not majority, a vast majority, significant portion, which if it's significant, it's significant. I was just reading on Twitter a young woman, very attractive young woman, 22 years old out of California, who described her symptoms. We could go into that here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But she ended up having it.
Okay.
And after her doctor said, no, it's just an infection of some type. And this is just speculation, but I was talking to somebody last night. You've mentioned it. The boss here has mentioned it. Everybody around the building's talked about it. We think, can't confirm it. We don't know. Again, I could just be talking out of my backside here. I want to make that clear before I say this. We think it's already made its rounds around the building a month or two ago.
I think so. And I wish there was a test that say, have you had the antibodies to it? Because then you could see right. if you've had it.
And maybe they will come up with something yeah. like that. But
I do. I really do. I think, and my boss has had it. His wife has had it. My wife has had it. Where it's just like the crud that you could not get rid of.
Well, and
a month or so ago.
In a second, we'll go into what this young woman who recently had. She lays out her symptoms each day. She kind of documented it, and we'll go into that.
Now, is she well now or on
yeah,
her way?
Yeah, she's now on the other side of it. Okay, she still has to stay isolated, but right. yeah, she's good now.
Good.
And she, just the headline here, it said pain was like 4 out of 10, even on the worst days, which were the first few days. I've had flu worse than that, or
man,
certain
cold sores. Tuesday to me, but okay.
Right. Well, we know about you, Eddie. And by the way, 272-9228. But here's Victor Davis Hanson. He says the world is changing at a pace not seen in years, and it is no time to become captives of fear, despite the real and immediate dangers we face. The coronavirus and the ensuing panic, though everybody keeps bringing that up, that word panic. What yeah. exactly does panic look like?
Panic to me is, I don't know.
You know what I mean? I don't yeah. see people just running around in the streets foaming at the mouth.
I haven't. No, you're right.
Like, if you take this knife and plunge it into your heart, the whole world will end. That sounds like panic to
right.
me.
Right. But you're right. I haven't, for the most part, seen mass panic.
I guess the closest thing we get to it is this mass buying, but that's people, I think, being overly cautious, not necessarily complete panic.
Yeah, not complete panic, because complete right. panic wouldn't be buying.
It's
you'd
not like
be stealing.
It, you know, I think maybe Hollywood has ruined us in this regard, where we think of panic and we think of, like, the ending scenes of Ghostbusters.
Right. That's what I think of panic. Right.
I'm the key master. Are you the gatekeeper?
Right.
No, Rick Moranis isn't running around with these hellish hounds, all right?
Right. But that's what I think of panic. I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen a real panic
right.
situation. Although, the other day, I did get down to 2 beers. I didn't panic. But I did have to go back to the store and get some beer.
Right.
But mass panicking, when's the last time you've seen anything like that?
Not that I can recall. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of those monkeys in Thailand and little monkeys, actual monkeys that tourists would feed. And
oh,
now
yeah,
tourism
yeah, yeah.
has gone down. There are monkeys in the streets, they're like fighting over measly pieces
yeah,
of fruit.
They're getting a little irritated, I think.
Right. That looked like panic.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that here. I guess people buying a bunch of stuff is the closest thing.
I can't even think of the last time.
Well, there were some videos of people fighting over TP.
Well.
That's panic.
Yeah.
When you're getting that ridiculous.
Morons, yeah.
Anyway, Victor Davis Hanson goes on. He says, this coronavirus, it stagnated the economy and scared global financial markets, accompanied by both collateral and independent and simultaneously bad news. Rumor and panic mongers predominate. The rational and reasonable are written off as naive and out of it. Thousands may die, but millions who will not are terrified into anxieties and sleeplessness that they will. COVID-19 itself has raised fundamental questions about the merits of globalization in general, and in particular, the wisdom of any sovereign nation outsourcing key industries like high-tech, pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, and food processing to an autocratic, non-transparent, and dangerous nation like China. The current oil glut and price crash, a result of this price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, mm-hmm. in part directed at record U.S. production, in part due to the crumbling of OPEC, and less demand as a global public frightened by the specter of the Wuhan virus stays closer to home, are radically changing the relationship between oil sellers and buyers. In particular, vulnerable cash-hungry exporting countries like Iran, Russia, and Venezuela are losing clout. Interest rates are also dropping. The world at large may, for a time, experience historic de facto negative interest. Ostensibly, all of this news should be terrible. And of course, terrible is the reality that as I, Victor Davis Hanson, write, over 6,000 people have died worldwide out of a global population of nearly 8 billion from this disease called the coronavirus. But that said, there will emerge winners and losers in every crisis, whether medical, economic, psychological, or political. Donald Trump was ridiculed for taking on the Chinese juggernaut in 2017, even though he was not wrong that China was a serial world trade cheater, manipulating currencies, dumping products below the cost of production, appropriating technology, infringing on patents and copyrights, and running up huge asymmetrical trade surpluses. The writ against his pushback on China was that it was hopeless to fight a 1.4 billion person powerhouse destined to surpass the United States. Or Trump was deemed naively reckless, given that to achieve symmetry, legality, and fairness would incur too much pain to get the job done, especially with tariffs. But either by design or accident, the Trump standoff tore off the China scab. The exposed putrid wound beneath has terrified the world. Lying, deceit, and subterfuge surround the mysterious COVID-19 contagion that emerged from Wuhan late last year and now has spread worldwide and panicked the globe. The coronavirus helped remind the world that the Hong Kong democracy protests, the creepy 1 million person re-education camps for Uyghur Muslims, and internal Chinese Orwellian surveillance were characteristic, not aberrant. Now, Hanson goes on, but the long and short of this, folks, is that Trump, either by accident or by design, has brought the focus to China even more intensely. And though it might have just started with trade and making trade a little fairer between our two nations, this crisis has really brought to light exactly who the Chinese government is. And like I said earlier, if we can thread the needle where we don't throw the Chinese people into mayhem, but somehow bring their government down a peg, that's the way to go. And it won't require firing a single bullet, nothing military-wise.
Right.
But I think the whole world, governments, business communities, and just in the minds of people, the Chinese government will no longer be in the standing it once was before this crisis. And hopefully the president will get a little bit of credit for this. But honestly, we can play that game after the crisis is averted.
Well, China's
we shall see.
Trying to play that game with the blame game.
You know? Oh, they wanted to start it.
And immediately.
Trump pushed back. And
I'm glad he did, which again, I think Greg said it best the other day. There's a leader for a right leader for the right time, and I think we've got that right now.
Hopefully so. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm fine. I was listening to you talk about how you think possibly this has already gone through everybody at the station.
Yeah.
And I got off a cruise ship on February the 9th, and 2 days later, I was at home, got a fever, got a cough, coughing my lungs up. Everybody in my house that went on the cruise had it. We went to the doc in the box that I'll have to go to when I can't get in my regular doctor, and he said, oh yeah, you've got this thing that's going around. We test, you know, they tested for the flu, and the flu it has all the symptoms of the flu, but it's not the flu, so no, here's the medicine, here you go. So yeah, I think this has been around, and I think a lot of people have had it and didn't know it.
So you had, have a sore throat?
No, I never really, well, not real bad. The main thing was I had a fever.
Okay.
And I was coughing my lungs out.
Was it like your lungs out while kind of heavy breathing? Like, did you have a heavy chest?
Yeah. In fact, he gave me an inhaler because I was wheezing so bad.
Now, was your entire, like, were you tired, not just in the sense of your mind was there,
kind
of
climbed,
but your whole body felt sore and just weak?
Yeah, I just felt like somebody had beat me up. All I wanted to do was lay in the bed. I felt like, yeah. I mean, it was, I got over it fairly quickly, probably in about a week or 10 days.
Huh.
You know, I was still coughing a little bit, but I felt okay. But yeah, it hit me so fast.
Right.
It was like in 8 hours, I was just like feeling like crap. So I really do think that's true. I think that this has been around. Like I said, I've been on a cruise and left out of Fort Lauderdale. There ain't no telling, you know, you get on this like a Petri dish. You never know what you're getting.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people went home and spread that all around. So, yeah, I think it's here, and I think it's been here. And I think, you know, but on the other hand, with all of this happening, you know, we may get some good out of it. Like, we'll start manufacturing drugs and stuff here, and, you know, maybe it's a wake-up call. So,
right. Right, and you know what's so frustrating about this, Karen, is where the federal government, the CDC in particular, dropped the ball is if we had had testing more ready to go, and maybe this is, goes back to saying, hey, if China had given us more information, we would have been more ready. But if we had testing early on, we would have a better understanding of what this is.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, you're not the first person to describe those symptoms. Like I said, everybody at the station had that in, like, January. And
when the doc in the box says, oh, we've seen this, it's coming a lot, it looks like the flu, but it's not the flu.
Right. So it could have been something else, or it could be, you know, the coronavirus as we're understanding it now. It's hard to know, and that's what's so frustrating.
It is hard to know, but anyway, it sounds, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, you know, whatever.
It could be a rabbit.
That's right.
That's true.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Michael J. Hey, Joey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, great day. Actually, an off day. I haven't been laid off yet, so that's a good thing.
You're just taking, you already had a normal day off?
Oh, yeah. Out riding around, looking, the traffic flow, you know, and I'm not saying anything that's good. I would never say this is good, but, you know, every now and then society needs to be woken up and remind how fragile you can actually be as a society.
There
and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. You know, this might be God's way of saying, hey, you're taking a vacation. You're staying home. And, I mean, half the kids are loving it. They're at homes on their iPads and everything like that. And our elderly, we need to watch our elderly. You know, and, hey, if you feel bad, go to the doctor. You know, it's as simple as that. But what I would like to know is when they're finally going to, since all the closings, when are they going to shut down the CNN and MSNBC? Those guys have had a virus there for years, and they haven't shut it down yet.
I think they're going to live forever.
Cockroaches usually do, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, when the cockroaches start dying, maybe they'll die.
Right.
But anyway, just wanted to call that. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too,
good
Michael.
Call. You know, and as somebody in media, you're just getting to know me, Eddie. I mean, you've known me for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, something like that.
2-3 years?
I Facebook stalked you for 6 months before that, but yeah.
Really?
Sorry, Joey.
What'd you think of me before you met me?
What a weird dude.
Yeah. It is true.
Guess what I think now?
What a weird dude.
No, I've got to know you. I love you to death. You know that, Joey.
Yeah, but it's kind of this job. You don't want to get sick, but you also can't come in if you know you're sick
because,
you know, everybody else will get sick. And sometimes it's hard to know. Like, you feel fine and everybody else gets it. But there's something went through this building in January.
Oh, definitely.
And I got it, and I had the least pain out of it. Jay and Rich and Greg had it bad.
Well, to be honest, though, out of all people here, myself included, you're probably the most healthy person. You're young, you work out, you take care of yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, so it makes sense that you would get a little
bit. My diet's not the greatest thing on earth.
You don't eat the donuts when I bring them in, so.
Yeah, I try not to eat too much sugar. On the weekend, I'll have a little more fun. But during the week, I try to keep it pretty high protein.
Well, me and sugar, we're pretty tight.
Yeah. 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour, News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228. How are you dealing with this? You going to make a dance video? You day drinking?
I kind of feel like you're tempting me with this dance video.
Yeah, just put on some music like this.
Yeah.
And just set up a camera and just go to town. You don't have to be trained.
No, I need some alcohol.
And some of you need the exercise.
Why are you looking at me again, Joey? We'll be right back.
your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for their staff and customers, their lobby is closed, and they'll accept drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place their drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for their staff to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for their staff and their customers. They will no longer accept bed linens of any kind until further notice. Their store hours remain the same, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worth Cleaners has appreciated your business for almost 30 years, and they look forward to serving you for many, many more.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So click away and be safe.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. About to get the updates for today on the virus. In hard times like this, what do you do, Eddie Bader?
I slap that bass.
Slap that bass.
Slap that bass, baby. I ain't scared to slap a bass.
I know. I've seen you in action. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's give some local numbers. We're still waiting the White House. They're setting themselves up. But a large number of test results have begun coming in from the drive-through screening centers around the state of Alabama here.
Mm-hmm.
The number of cases, confirmed cases of COVID-19, has jumped to 68. The numbers surpassed 50 Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
With the latest numbers, Chambers, Talladega, and Walker counties all reported their first confirmed cases. Elmore County added another case. Lee has two more. Jefferson reported six more cases. Shelby doubled their case count, and Tuscaloosa also reported one additional case. So here's the count. Baldwin, 1. Calhoun, 1. Chambers, 1. Elmore, 5.
Wow.
Lee County, 10. Jefferson County, 31. Limestone, 1. Madison, 1. Montgomery still at 2.
I'm surprised Del Mar at 5. That's kind of shocking. But we do have an airport.
Shelby County at 8.
That's
St. Clair at 1, Talladega 1, Tuscaloosa 4, Walker County 1.
Well, I can see Shelby County. You're close to Birmingham. But the 5 in Elmore County, that kind of throws me for a loop.
And again, as we announced yesterday several times, the March 31st runoff, it was for the Senate contest between Tuberville and Sessions, as well as the congressional race here, as well as CD2 down in South Alabama. Those have been postponed to July 14th. So we'll be voting on July 14th, not March 31st. That is based on the governor's decision after Attorney General Steve Marshall said she had the legal authority to do that here in an emergency.
As much as I hate that, big picture, that's probably the best idea.
Right, right. Now the president is live. I want to take this as live as possible, so we'll get right to it. Here's the president.
I have a few things to report, and want to thank you all for being here. And I have to say, I think with social distancing that the media has been much nicer. I don't know what it is. All these empty, in between chairs. You probably shouldn't have anybody sitting behind you either. You know, should probably go back. But I love it. It's so much nicer. But I shouldn't say that because you'll get me now. Thank you all for being here. And we continue our relentless effort to defeat the Chinese virus. Before I begin, I want to start by announcing that today we are bringing home another American citizen. It was a big thing, very big. Omar Fakhouri is on his way back to the United States after being imprisoned in Lebanon since September of 2019. He's battling late-stage cancer. Mr. Fakhouri will now be able to receive the much-needed care and treatment in the United States. We've been working very hard to get him freed, and he's finally able to have his entire family at his side. So I'm very grateful to the Lebanese government. They worked with us, and we are very proud of his family. They stood by him so strongly, and they are thrilled. The United States has no higher priority than the safety and well-being of our citizens. We've gotten a tremendous number of hostages out, as you know. I think we're 42-0, and Robert O'Brien, as you know, was our chief negotiator for a large part of it. In fact, did so well that now we have him in a different position. So I want to thank and congratulate Robert and his team, and I want to let everyone know that recovering Americans held captive and imprisoned abroad continues to be a top priority for my administration. We have one young gentleman, Austin Tice, and we're working very hard with Syria to get him out. We hope the Syrian government will do that. We are counting on them to do that. We've written a letter just recently, but he's been there for a long time and was captured long ago. Austin Tice, his mother's probably watching, and she's a great lady. And we're doing the best we can. So, Syria, please work with us. And we would appreciate you're letting them out. If you think about what we've done, we've gotten rid of the ISIS caliphate in Syria. We've done a lot for Syria. We have to see if they're going to do this. So it would be very much appreciated if they would let Austin Tice out immediately. As you know, my administration is working every day to protect American people and the American economy from the virus. Yesterday, I signed into law a critical support for American workers, families, and small businesses. It's a big thing. We're providing sick leave and family medical leave to those affected by the virus, and more help is on the way as we speak. Our entire team, headed by Secretary Mnuchin, is on the Hill. We're working with Democrats and Republicans, and there's a lot of goodwill going on. This was something that happened that was some people would say an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world. And if people would have known about it, it could have been stopped in place. It could have been stopped right where it came from, China. If we would have known about it, if they would have known about it. But now the whole world almost is inflicted with this horrible virus, and it's too bad. It's too bad because we never had an economy as good as the economy we had just a few weeks ago. But we'll be back, and I actually think we'll be back stronger than ever before because we learned a lot during this period of time. I also just invoked the Defense Production Act to help facilitate distribution of essential supplies if necessary. We're working with Congress to provide major additional relief to the workers, small businesses, and the hardest hit industries. We want to make sure that everybody is able to continue on so that when we recover, all of these companies and these great businesses, both very, very small and very, very large, they're not going to be broken up and you'd have to put them back together. That would take a long time because we really believe in, I believe in the V curve. I believe it's going to go, when this is defeated, this hidden scourge is defeated, I think we're going to go up very rapidly, our economy, and get back to where it was and beyond. Today, I want to share with you exciting progress that the FDA is making with the private sector as we slash red tape like nobody has ever done it before. Somebody was on yesterday on one of the networks and said that there's never been a president even close that's been able to do what I've done in slashing all of the red tape and everything to get very important things to the market, medical. So we slashed red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this. And as you know, earlier this week, we began the first clinical trial of a vaccine candidate for the virus, and that was launched in record time. It was just a few weeks, and that would have taken years to do, not so long ago. As we race to develop a vaccine, we're also pursuing antiviral therapies, and that's what really we're going to be talking to you about today. That's the purpose of being up here today. And to me, that's even more important. The vaccine, by its nature, you have to have long tests because you have to make sure what goes into somebody's body is not going to do destruction, do bad things. So you need long tests. And they're doing great with the vaccines, but it's still a long process. But the therapies are something we can move on much faster, potentially. And the treatments that will be able to reduce the severity or duration of the symptoms, make people better. Essentially, we're looking at things to make people better, or at the very earliest stages, they wouldn't even know they had it. And that's where I believe it's going to work even the best.
I'm going to pause it there, folks. Again, that is the president happening live, giving a update on the virus and the federal government's response. We'll come back to this. We got to hit a quick break here. More news and views. I'd like to call in and comment. I'd like to know how you're doing these days. I mean, folks, we can talk about politics and the ramifications of this, and I will keep the latest news coming. But I would also like to hear just how you're doing. Like, are you being silly and making dance videos to old, you know, disco music? Or
that's it. It's on. It's, dance videos are on now, Joey.
Yeah?
I'm challenging you.
For me to make a dance video.
And then I'll look at it and watch. See it. I'd laugh and giggle.
Wait, are you going to make one?
If you make one and you get more than 10 likes.
Oh, it'll get more than 10 likes, Eddie. Easily.
I meant 10,000. I'm sorry.
Oh,
$1,000. $1 million.
Well, $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money, Dr. Evil.
$2 million.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Direction with a swing of nearly 1,000 points. The U.S. economy continued to improve in February before major shutdowns because of the coronavirus. The leading economic indicators index rose 0.1% last month. The Conference Board expects its index to fall sharply in coming months and signal recession. J.P. Morgan Chase is closing about a fifth of its bank branches, about 1,000 locations, to help contain the coronavirus. Chase's employees will get paid for their regular hours, whether their branches are closed or running on reduced schedules. Capital One has also closed some branches, and it also shut down its bank cafes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Spring begins officially today the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll go back to the press conference with the president here in a moment. First, let's go to the phones and talk to Papa John. Hey, Papa John.
Hey, guys. You know, what an astounding and amazing statement by a leader. Very reassuring, instructive. Urging everybody to be cautious, but don't be panicky, and above all, be patient. And I thought that about him talking about the possible vaccines that may come along and trying to make sure they're properly tested. I don't know if he was referring to this, but you remember the movie Legend, where with Will Smith,
yeah.
the problem was caused because they introduced a vaccine that had not been tested properly, and you ended up with some monsters that came out of the administration of the vaccine. But anyway,
I would even almost get on my knees and pray without trying to be, you know, sacrilegious here. But I wish it had been the president who said what you just said instead of you. You know, I watched the movie Legend the other day. And, you know, Oprah, we don't want to move too fast with the vaccines.
Well, Joey, you have the
I don't want to do it, Oprah.
Do you have the contacts? Go ahead and send him the line. I'm sure he'd love to see it. You know, with all of the closings and stuff that's happening with the businesses and all the rest of it, even my youngest daughter who's got a practice in Pensacola, Florida, and she has just closed her office as of today, kind of indefinitely because they do a lot of, you know, hands-on stuff. But I've got a question, and I haven't been able to find an answer. I made a couple of phone calls and haven't got it yet. You know, they normally on the first and third Saturday every year of every month, the city does garbage collections at different sites. Is there any way, if somebody can find out what's going on with that, if they would let you know, and if you would let me know, or let the do it on air. So
you're talking about the major disposal, like, you know, you get in line and you got to throw out something big.
Right. I mean, if you got, you know, stuff like they do it at Good One and some other locations. And, yeah, I'd love to know if that's going to be done this weekend.
I'll reach out to – I'll look at the city websites, and I'll try to reach out to city contacks. That's a good question.
Okay, buddy.
Thank
look,
you,
I appreciate it. Y'all keep it up.
Thank
I'll
you,
see you later.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Lori. How are you doing?
Good. A little sad this morning. My daughter called me at 7:30 crying.
Hmm.
Her boyfriend, they called me this weekend, and he had put money on a ring. And I was so happy.
Uh-huh.
And now, today, she calls me and said he just lost both his jobs, and she is probably going to be laid off Saturday. And she said, Austin, the way she described it, it's like a ghost town. And it's like Atlanta. I mean, it's just interstates everywhere. And she said, nothing's open. There is no traffic. And I said, it's going to be all right, sweetie. It will. Just give it a few weeks. I said, you're going to be like, we're already talking about either moving back to his home in Pennsylvania or my home in Alabama. And I said, well, just give it a few weeks.
Right. Take each day at a time.
Just give it a little time.
And even though the ring's an important symbol of the love, it's not the love itself. So.
And I think this is, you know, I think things are going to work out. I really do. I think it's going to be over with pretty quick. And everything's going to settle down. In 2 months, we'll all be thinking about going to the beach. But I wanted to ask you something. You said yesterday all the ABC stores were closed.
Well, they're doing curbside sales.
Mm-hmm.
From where?
From the ABC stores.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all the locations, but they posted a list.
Yeah, I'd have to pull that up, but I know some of them have closed, some of them are reduced hours, some are doing the curbside pickup and service.
Well, it was just Tuesday was my anniversary, and my husband gave me a card, and he said, well, I was going to take you out to eat, but maybe we can get some carry out. And I thought, carry out, a little bit of bourbon, have a bourbon and Coke, and have some Italian food.
Mm.
You know.
You know, and see, and then take Dr. Oz's advice.
They went Dr. Oz.
Well, I was wondering if that was going, Lori.
You're dirty-minded.
Guilty as charged.
We're just taking the good doctor's advice.
Well, and you know, it's one of my favorite lines ever, Lori, from a song. If a man is considered guilty for what goes on in his mind, give me the electric chair for all my future crimes.
There you go.
So,
Joey, I got a couple of requests.
Yes, ma'am.
You are like an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
George Harrison had two great songs, Here Comes the Sun and My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'll get one of those on.
Can you try to get one of them on before
ma'am.
The end?
Of course.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Love you guys.
Take care.
Bye. 272-9228. More from the president coming up. They're really going into the details of antiviral treatments. There are some malaria treatments that have been shown somewhat effective against COVID-19, so that's a great, great development. I'll bring you more of that press conference coming up This part of the program, excuse me, pardon me, folks.
Clear your throat there, buddy.
Is brought to you by Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 is their number. You know, at Cole Plumbing, they're all homeowners themselves. They've been serving the River Region since 1977, and they know how important plumbing services are, not just in the long run, but as homeowners themselves, they understand when you have a plumbing problem, you need help now. Now, darn it. Now. And they can get out there and take care of you at 279-8919. They also have this pipelining technology, proprietary. Pipelining, it means it's super, super secret to the business itself. Yes, it is their own technology where they can come in and fix your plumbing problem with minimal discomfort. Well, they don't have to dig up a big hole, tear out all that drywall. Right. They can do it with, again, minimal discomfort. So whatever your plumbing issue is, don't let it fester, especially if you're going to be stuck inside for a while. Mm-hmm. Call Cole Plumbing today, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. Call Cole and ask them about their tankless water heaters as well. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
279-8919. More news and views when we come back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled. Can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
the news and views from 9 till noon. Great song.
Yes, it is.
You know, I was actually thinking about playing this before Lori called, so.
I'm glad she called and reminded us. That's a great tune, man.
And I just love it on its own, but it always reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 now.
It does. It does.
They go on to, what, Unos, or is that his father?
Yeah.
Yeah, Planet. Yeah.
That's a good movie. I hadn't thought about that movie in a while.
Yeah, and we'll get into this, especially tomorrow with it being Friday. We're trying to get the mayor on just to give an update of what he's up to the city's up to.
Yeah.
He's been doing a great job, I want to be clear. He's been working with Baptist Health. I've seen him out there.
Right, I can't knock him at all, man.
And he's been promoting with his Twitter account, like city workers. Like, for instance, I feel for these guys who are sanitation workers. They're out there, they got the gloves on, the specialty equipment, but you know, when you've got an infectious disease going around and you're the person who has to literally take out people's garbage and process this stuff, God love you guys. Really tough work, and thank you for doing it.
Oh, definitely.
I can't imagine.
I remember when we were young, we moved to Turkey. We left Montgomery, Alabama, went to Turkey. When we got there, they were on a garbage strike. So you're already talking about a third world country, then with a garbage strike. I really appreciated at that time what sanitation workers do, because it's a non-glorified job by all means.
Right.
And it's a hard-working job. You see them up early in the morning, you know, picking up trash, going down the street, dealing with traffic, dealing with people like me that just want nothing more than to get around the garbage truck. They do a good job, man, and you know, everybody needs to say thanks.
Patience is a virtue, Eddie.
Yeah, it's one I don't have, unfortunately.
Yeah. But, this whole crisis is bringing out attention to people that have been doing hard work for years, and yet the crisis reminds you of, oh, look at who that person is. I said this last week when you... Sometimes we all take for granted when you flip the light switch, the light comes on, and you don't think about all the work that goes into it. Or when you turn the faucet, the water comes on, all the work that goes into that. The fact that when you put your garbage out, it's not there the next
day. It's like magical.
Right. There are a lot of folks who do the hard work out there to make our society run, and they're still out there, even in a difficult time.
That's right.
So tip your hat to them, say a prayer for them, and thank them.
Yeah.
Be gracious and grateful.
And honestly, one of the things I do, when they have these big garbage pickups like at the local schools here, whenever I'm cleaning out a rental or bringing them some of my own stuff, I make sure I tip those guys. Man, they're there on the weekend. And a lot of people do, and it's so good to see that, because that shows that people appreciate it. And think about it, man. These guys are giving up a weekend, you know. And during football season, a lot of times they're out there. So, man, give those guys an extra couple bucks. Won't hurt nothing.
Indeed. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com.